Saudi officials and religious authorities are pledging new measures to try to prevent tragedies, such as the deadly stampede this weekend during the annual Muslim pilgrimage, the Hajj. More than 250 people were trampled to death as they tried to make their way to perform the ritual stoning of the devil near the city of Mina. With some 2 million Muslims converging on the holy sites during the Hajj, these fatal stampedes have become dangerously commonplace. Writer Murad Kalam found himself in the middle of such a stampede during his Hajj last year. He's an American Muslim. He converted to Islam 10 years ago. Kalam writes in Outside Magazine about his experience caught in the middle of a huge crowd of pilgrims who were making their way to and from the stoning ritual in Jamarat.
If you can imagine an overpass or an exit ramp and 150 to 200,000 people walking across it and then a million people all around it waiting to get in, then you'll have a sense of it's almost impossible. The hardest thing as a writer is to describe the sheer volume of people.
I wonder if you could read from part of your essay where you're describing this press of people around you.
Sure. I force my way through the street until it is impossible to take a step forward. Suddenly there's an explosion of human pressure from all sides, and I find myself standing face to face with a small, neatly dressed Iranian Hajj leader in wire-rimmed glasses. The Iranian's eyes go wide as pilgrims on each side of the road begin to rush towards us. Africans are shoving through. Saudi policemen stand in the trucks and rooftops, doing nothing as they watch the street below them devolve into madness. Women shout stop in Farsi and wave their hands, but no one can stop the crowd from crushing in. I cannot move. I can only pray. The crowd erupts in frenzied screaming. A row of middle-aged Iranian women fall over like dominoes.
You go on to describe how you rescue yourself by getting onto a truck, and you pull a woman who's getting trampled or on the verge of getting trampled up with you.
That's right. It was, I grabbed a young African woman who was screaming at me in another language. None of this was in English, of course. I pulled her up, you know, as I was sobbing. It's just, you know, my life flashing in front of me.
You describe your reaction to that chaos and that terror as being both anger and exultation.
Right.
And I wonder where those two emotions come from.
What made me so angry was the needlessness of the deaths, because with a little bit of planning, you wouldn't have these conditions, because for everyone who dies, there are so many close calls. At the same time, I mean, the Hajj itself is an incredible, beautiful experience, and you really see the best and worst of humanity and the best and the worst of yourself, and it was almost, you know, symbolic of the Hajj that I had this experience happen to me, and then I suddenly looked at life very differently and adjusted to that and realized how small many of my worries and preoccupations were before Hajj. So it was a mixture of anger at the Saudis because I felt that they could have done a better, much better job administrating the Hajj. The problem is that supply has not caught up with demand, in that there are just too many people at the Hajj for the facilities.
Making the Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, something that you're supposed to do if you're able physically and financially to make the pilgrimage. Would you want to make the Hajj again, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, if I weren't to make the Hajj again, I think it would be because there are such a limited number of spots available, and I think that anyone who has made the Hajj should allow someone who hasn't to make the Hajj. If you're asking me what my experience was, it was net positive. It changed me as a human being. It made me appreciate my life. It made me, when I came back from the Hajj, I wanted to be a better person. I wanted to be a better husband to my wife. I wanted to be a better Muslim. I'd gone to the places that I'd read about in the Quran. So it was a beautiful experience. And the Hajj itself is not supposed to be a vacation, and this is what people tell you. It's supposed to be difficult.
And it certainly was.
It was difficult, yes.
Murad Kalam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Murad Kalam's essay about his pilgrimage to Mecca, titled If It Doesn't Kill You First, appears in the February issue of Outside Magazine.